proclamation number 8311 dated the October 27th, 1962. Unleashed elements of nature. I will always and forever care for you, who are still very distant from me and refuse to take the path back to me, and full of compassion I look upon humanity which makes no attempt to turn to me and to renounce my adversary for good. The end of this earth comes constantly closer, which decides all its inhabitants' future fates. I let my admonishing voice sound ever more urgently, and an extent of suffering and adversity goes across earth which could truly suffice to change people's minds, yet most of them remain indifferent as long as they are not affected themselves. And their selfish love grows ever stronger so that they reward themselves with worldly pleasures and barely consider their unfortunate neighbors. And although more and more accidents and disasters will happen, they even increase the adversities and suffering with their own machinations and thereby drive people into serious difficulties. Sin gets out of hand and irresponsible are the actions of the individual person towards his fellow man. They are so distant from me that my voice can barely reach them, and thus it will prompt me to resound loudly from above, so that they will also experience extreme adversity through the elements of nature, so that they will no longer be able to hold their fellow human beings accountable for that which afflicts them, but that they will have to acknowledge that a power is manifesting itself which they themselves cannot oppose. I have to use this lost means of force, although even this will not compel them to believe, because people will give themselves all kinds of explanations apart from the one that their God and Creator wants to express himself in order to be heard by them. The presence of faith in a God is extremely weak, and even this weak faith will be relinquished by many people in view of the work of destruction caused by the unleashed elements of nature. And yet I will use this last means because individual people will still find me when they, in extreme danger, take the path to me and send a prayer in spirit and in truth to me. They will receive help in miraculous ways and then will never want to leave me again, because they have received my obvious help, but this can only be given to those who call upon me in spirit and in truth. Countless people will lose their lives and will have to replace the earth with the kingdom of the beyond. But they will still have the opportunity to ascend, for the gates to the spiritual kingdom are not closed as yet, and for many people it is still a blessing to be recalled from earth. And I truly know the state of their souls, to which extent they are still capable of being taught in the kingdom of the beyond. However, the survivors on earth will be faced by a time of need which will only be endurable by making use of my strength and help. For there will be incalculable chaos which you humans will be unable to master on your own, and then it will be shown that my own will be led through all tribulation because my help for them will be evident. And they will be able to offer comfort and strength to their fellow human beings too by also referring them to me, who alone can improve their situation but who also wants to be called upon from the bottom of their hearts. This last intervention of mine before the end will be a greater than great blessing as well, although most people will doubt my love, indeed, even openly deny a God who lets such a disaster befall humanity. Yet there is not much time left until the end. Hence everything must be done in advance to spare people the fate of a renewed banishment in the creations of the new earth, because this fate is so appalling that you humans can't possibly imagine it. And if I want to protect you from this, I will therefore continue to use those means prior to it which still promise a little success, even if you doubt them to be the work of a living God who is love within himself. My only concern is that people will remember me in their distress, that they will take the path to me, that they will acknowledge me in their heart and then not go astray if they are being recalled. For then Theracent in the kingdom of the beyond will also be assured to them. And if they survive the huge natural event, they will not relinquish me anymore, and everyone will still be granted a time of grace until the end, during which they can make a decision if they are still undecided. The time is approaching the end, and humanity still has to face many difficulties. Yet those who believe in me can calmly await even this time, for they will always receive my help, and this adversity, too, will pass by once it has served its purpose. For soon I myself will come and fetch my own from this earth when the last day has arrived, as it is intended in my plan of eternity. Amen.